6 minutes past seven, Sinead Egan is here with It Says in the Papers.
Vaccinations drop sharply for 3 days of every week is the big story for the Irish Independent this morning, with Philip Ryan and Hugh O'Connell writing that the HSE is administering on average 7,000 fewer vaccines per day on weekends and on Mondays compared to the other days of the week. This is according to the paper's analysis of HSE vaccination data. The article says HSE sources are privately putting the drop-off down to GP clinics not operating and many hospital staff not working at weekends, in addition to vaccine supply issues. Vaccinations are on the front of the Irish Times too, where it's reported that the rollout programme came under sharp criticism last night from government TDs at both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael parliamentary party meetings. One senior minister is quoted as saying that when you put targets out there, you'd want to at least hit them, if not exceed them. There's a reaction across several papers to the street party in Castletroy and Limerick, with business owners in the area expressing disappointment at the situation and concern at the possibility of greater community spread in the area in the Irish Times. While in the Irish Examiner, Ryan O'Rourke spoke to residents living near the University of Limerick, including one who said the college court area where the party happened had acquired the colloquial nickname of COVID Court, with students and youths all flocking to the area. With the pubs closed, it's become the only place in Limerick where they can party, they said. Loyalist paramilitaries withdraw support for Good Friday Agreement is Alison Morris's story on the front of the Irish News this morning. She reports that the chairman of the Loyalist Community Council, a group which represents the views of the UVF, the UDA and the Red Hand Commando, has written to Boris Johnson about the strong feelings in Northern Ireland regarding the imposition of the Northern Ireland Protocol, adding that Loyalists are determined that it should be replaced. The article also says that a letter is expected to be sent to the Taoiseach Micheál Martin. And elsewhere, EU threatens legal action in protocol row is the story for the Irish Times this morning. Above detailed that the EU has angrily objected to the unilateral move by the British government to extend a grace period for post-Brexit checks on some goods entering Northern Ireland from Britain. There's lots of reaction to RTE's documentary on illegal adoptions in the papers this morning, with the Irish Daily Mail leading on the Taoiseach's strong condemnation of illegal adoptions, which he expressed at Fianna Fáil's parliamentary party last night. The paper says the government's position appears to contradict that of the Mother and Baby Homes report, which found very little evidence of forced adoption in Ireland between 1922 and 1998. There's an uplifting shot on page 2 of the Irish Times of Sheila Simmons, Ethel McCann, Frances Fletcher and Maureen Simmons, who all got vaccinated yesterday. They're photographed outside the Dunleary surgery with Garda Marion Power. And on the front of that paper, a truly magnificent photograph from James Crombie of a giant bird-shaped murmuration over Loch Ennell in County Westmeath yesterday. Giant winged wonder is the caption there.
Thank you very much. 9 minutes past.